Good afternoon. You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill. Right now, you're tuned in to the Global Music Show. And this month is the Middle East. In fact, it's the Middle Eastern Sufi Groove. I'm your host, Joe Hendricks. And I'm here with Dr. Carl Ernst, PhD. He's a William R. Keenan Jr. Distinguished Professor of Religious Studies and the director for the Carolina Center for the Study of the Middle East and Muslim Civilizations. And here we're starting out with happens to be an instrument called the setar. And it's more of a virtuoso instrument. So I'd like to welcome now our guest, Dr. Ernst. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you, Joe. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming on the show today. What would you like to say, I guess, initially about this particular artist or this particular music?
Well, we'll hear some more from him in a moment. This is an instrumental opening called Sabah. He's playing the sitar, a small but long-necked lute, which produces a remarkable range of sound and emotion. The artist's name is Jalal Zulfanun, and he's quite a popular and famous performer. One of the features of the music that he will be singing is the use of poems from hundreds of years ago written by the mystics that we refer to as Sufis. Mm-hmm. And he sings in particular the poetry of Rumi.
Okay. And so for those who aren't familiar, what can you say about Rumi?
Well, he died in 1273 in what is today Turkey. He had an enormous literary output of poetry, and he's had an incredible impact on cultures of the Middle East, and he's also been called the best-selling poet in America, in English translation.
Wow.
He's really seemed to speak to people's hearts, and his evocation of nature and the states of the soul really have earned him a place of great respect through the work of translators like Coleman Barks and Robert Bly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what you'd say, I guess, perhaps even just about Sufism in particular?
Well, there's a lot to be said. It's a kind of outlook of spirituality and ethics that's found in Muslim cultures and has been particularly related to culture in terms of art and music. And so today around the world, from North Africa to Central Asia, India, Pakistan, you find different traditions of musical performance. Many of them are related to Sufi meditation and devotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see here. And what direction would you like to go in from here?
Well, why don't we go backwards even farther in time and switch in language over to Arabic? And, Joe, I know that you listened to this recording we have coming up from the poetry of Halaj, who was executed in Baghdad in 922. I was wondering what you liked about this particular cut that we were going to hear.
Well, I guess it's got definitely a more full sound than this. This happens to just, I guess, be a little bit more at the surface. This seems to dig a little bit deeper, mm-hmm, I suppose, mm-hmm, and to just sort of depth of sound and, I suppose, emotion as well. And I think that's probably track 4 that
yes.
you've got queued up. Okay.
And this recording is by a Palestinian musician and lute player named Issa Boulos, and he's put together a group, which he also performs in Michigan. So this one is called, if I can get it queued up, it's called Ya Kulla Kulli, You Who Are All of My All. So
okay.
Shall we hear it?
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, and we were just listening to, that was Halaj. And what would you like to say about that, Dr. Ernst?
Well, it's a very intense poem. The composer, Issa Bulos, talks about how he had to try to create a synthesis between the classical music tradition of the maqam, the modes in Arabic music, kind of courtly style, and the philosophical and ecstatic approach of the Sufis, which had moved historically in a different musical direction.
Okay.
So this, he said he was working on for 10 years as a project, and you could, I think, notice the intensity and the depth of thought that went into this composition.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're shifting back into Persian with Zulfanun again, and this is going to be a poem by Rumi about the bird called the hoopoe, which is the messenger between Solomon and the Queen of Sheba.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
دیده ی دیو و پری یا زما سر بری دیده ی دیو و پری یا زما سر بری هد هد جان بازگشت سوی سلیمان خیش هد هد جان بازگشت سوی سلیمان خیش باز فرود آمدیم بر در سلطان خیش باز فرود آمدیم بر در سلطان خیش باز گشودیم خوش بال و پر جان خیش باز گشودیم خوش بال و پر جان خیش دیده ی دیو و پری یاب زما سر بری دیده ی دیو و پری یاب زما سر بری هد هد جان بازگشت سوی سلیمان خیش هد هد جان بازگشت سوی سلیمان خیش ساقی اگر بایدت تا گنم این را تمام ساقی اگر بایدت تا گنم این را تمام باده ی گویا بنه بر لب جانان خیش باده ی گویا بنه جانم بر لب جانان خیش دل سوی تبریز رب در حبس شمس دین دل سوی تبریز رب در حبس شمس دین رو رو ای دل به جوی گل به گلستان خیش رو رو ای دل به جوی گل به گلستان خیش
So, what's the name of that track that we just heard?
That was called Hud Hud, the hoopoe bird, and we're going to go off on an instrumental called Oshaq, which is in a musical mode named after lovers.
Okay. And what can you tell us about the last track that we heard, in particular, perhaps about the poetry that was sung?
Well, we just listened to this performance in my graduate seminar on Persian literature a week or so ago. because I wanted my students to be able to put the poetic text together with a musical performance, and it really makes a big impact that way.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of about 3,000 poems that Rumi wrote that are powerful, ecstatic expressions, you might say, about his longing for his spiritual teacher, who actually disappeared and died a couple of years after they had met. And he uses all this imagery about the falcon returning to the arm of the king, mm-hmm. and about drinking the wine of love, and it's expressed in a pretty intense manner.
Mm-hmm.
So the poetry always makes a greater impact when it's got this musical accompaniment.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, when we were discussing that last piece, I did, of course, I couldn't understand the words, but I did mention there was a definitely increased sense of urgency in that particular piece.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to share about that particular thing, or?
Well, I'll just mention one more thing about it, is that his spiritual master was a man named Shamsi Tabriz, Tabrizi. And what's interesting is that while most poets in Persian at that time would sign their own poetry in the final line with their own name,
mm-hmm.
Rumi would use the name of Shamsi Tabrizi.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so there's a whole dynamic going on there that is quite unusual. Otherwise, he would also, in about 1,000 of his poems, he would simply end with the word silence.
Hmm.
Because words were not adequate. But then he'd write another poem.
Right.
And you could tell that they were singing these poems
right.
all the time in his circle. There was no question about it.
Okay. All right. So singing them's nothing new, in other words. Then.
No, not at all.
Okay. Right. It's a matter of different context. What other context do you happen to know Rumi poetry being mixed in with?
Well, he is... sung in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. sung in Central Asia, which is actually where he was born.
Okay.
He was extremely well known in India and Pakistan, although knowledge of Persian has fallen off in recent years there.
Mm-hmm.
In Turkey, he's revered under the name Mevlana, and he was known as the founder of the Whirling Dervishes, although it sort of developed a little after his lifetime. But that particular group was widespread in Turkey and in the Eastern Mediterranean, including Syria, and I visited their former center in Jerusalem, although people don't know what it's about anymore.
Uh-huh.
So he had a big impact, and 2007, UNESCO declared the 700th year of Rumi's birth.
Oh, wow.
So there was conferences and events held all over the world, and it was a big deal. So there's a lot of material available about Rumi, and definitely worth people's attention. Why don't we focus in on the last part of this instrumental?
Okay, sounds good. Next, we're going to hear another track from the Halaj album.
أنا الذي نفسه تشوقه لحتفه عنوة وقد علقت أنا الذي في الهموم مهجته تصيح من وحشة وقد علقت أنا
one of the things that's interesting about the material we've just been listening to is that it's still possible for people to understand quite clearly, both in the Persian poetry of Rumi and the Arabic of Haraj, they can understand the meaning of these poems and the words after 700 to 1,000 years.
Oh.
And, you know, it's just not possible to go back past Shakespeare in English materials and really understand what's going on. So I think it's a remarkable example of the continuity of a literary tradition or of different literary traditions in the Middle East, in Persian and Arabic.
Yeah, that's amazing. And this, we're listening to Nasiri right now, and where does he fall in the spectrum?
Shahram Nasiri is another Iranian singer, and like Zulfanun, he comes from a Kurdish background, so he'll occasionally throw in a few Kurdish lines, which I guess adds an extra zip of flavor for those who know it. Shahram Nasiri also really likes to focus on the poetry of Rumi in particular, and he is a tremendous exponent of Rumi's work. You'll hear in his voice a kind of vocal style that's popular in Iranian music, with a throbbing emotional quality to the voice that is pretty striking.
Mm-hmm. And what is the instrument that he's playing?
In his ensemble, in this case, he's drawing on the tambour, which is an instrument that has traditionally been reserved for meditative and secluded performance. And in fact, he got some criticism when he started to use this in public recordings.
Okay.
But it provides a backup kind of strumming sound that comes in on the choruses. In the front, there's going to be a sitar or a tonback. I'm not sure exactly which one's going on at the moment. But he's got some great ensembles. And then the hand drum, the big hand drum with the chains inside that makes a great shake when it's played.
Okay, wow. Well, I hope we get to hear that in this track. And the name of this track again?
This is basically called Motrebe Mehtavru, the singer whose face is like the moon.
Okay. Excellent. All right, well, let's check out this track a little bit more before we transition on.
کریمان کریمان جان فدای دوست کردم، کریمان کریمان جان فدای دوست کردم، سگی بگذار ما هم مردمانیم، مردمانیم یا سگی بگذار ما مردم ما غرض ها غرض ها تیر دارد دوستی را، ای 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 غرض ها تیره دارد دوستی را، غرض ها را چرا از دل نرانی ما، چرا از دل نرانی، چرا از دل نرانی خوش دل شوی از من که میرم، چرا مرده پرست و چرا مرده پرست و خصم جانیم، چرا مرده پرست و خصم جانیم. بعد مرگ خواهی آشتی کرد، همه عمر از غمت در امتحانی امتحانی، همه عمر از غمت در امتحانی، کنون پندار مردم آشتی کن، که در تسلیم ما چون مردگانی، چو بر گورم بخواهی بوسه
Thanks for tuning in to WXYC Chapel Hill. You're listening to the Global Music Show on the Middle East. In fact, it's the Middle Eastern Sufi Groove. I'm your host, Joe Hendricks, and I'm here with Dr. Carl Ernst, Distinguished Professor of Religious Studies at the Carolina Center for the Study of the Middle East and Muslim Civilizations. And what were you just listening to, Dr. Ernst?
Well, we're shifting back from Persian into Arabic at the moment. That was, Shahram Nazari from Iran singing the poetry of Rumi.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're moving into a form of popular religious poetry called Madih, which is sung in Egypt, in this case by a blind singer named Sheikh Ahmed Bahrain, who studied musical composition, or composition of religious poetry at the Al-Azhar University in Cairo. And so you can hear him in this recording reciting the praises of God, accompanied by flute and tambourine and drum, with a refrain that is repeating his words.
Okay.
Again from Egypt, Sheikh Ahmed Bahrain. And this is actually in praise of the Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah.
Again, you're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill, Global Music Show. I'm here with Dr. Carl Ernst. And I'd like to give him an opportunity to let you know where you can find out more about all the things that we've been discussing and listening to this evening. What can you tell us, Dr. Ernst?
Well, certainly. Of course, you have to dig a little bit deeper than the label of world music, which basically covers everything that's not standard American fare. But there's a lot of good stuff out there. I have actually got material on my own website, which you can find if you just Google my name, Carl Ernst. You can find, for instance, my course websites where I've got links to musical performances of Persian and Arabic texts. And although I should warn people that if they do an internet search for me, they will find a number of very unhappy people who are anti-everything to do with Islam, and they think it's a bad idea to be interested in these cultures. So they go after people like me in a rather unfriendly way. But if you can ignore that, you can get to the good stuff. And so we try to, I and my colleagues try to refer you to sources of good information as well as some good music.
And any particular, I know that we were listening a lot to people reciting Rumi poetry. Is there any particular book of Rumi poetry that you'd like to recommend, just some kind of starter thing? Or?
Well, actually, one book that's been very popular is Coleman Barks' The Essential Rumi. It's a very easily available book, and it's got a lot of fans. You can also go a little deeper. There's the big epic of Rumi. It's called the Masnavi, the M-A-S-N-A-V-I. It's stories upon stories told in poetry, and we have two new translations of it out that you can find. That's the Masnavi in multiple volumes. So I think we're going to switch over in a second to one more Persian song by Shahram Nazari, which is about, it's called Andak Andak, and it will feature the arrival of people who are drunk on the wine of love.
All right, sounds perfect.
کندک می پرستان میرسند اندک اندک جمع مستان میرسند اندک اندک می پرستان میرسند دل نوازان ناز نازان در رهند گل ازاران از گلستان میرسند Thank you.
Okay, up next we've got another track from Halaj. Again, this is the Global Music Show, and this is a monthly program. This month, like I said, this is Middle East, and this is the Middle Eastern Sufi groove. And so we're going to go ahead and leave you with this track from Halaj, and I'd like to thank Dr. Ernst for coming on the program this evening.
My pleasure. And this last one is called Al-Ishqu Fil Azal, Love is in Eternity.
اشتاقوا أذلة